pots with pots of Charlie. Fa la 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 la. Make the Yuletide Grace and Ollie. Fa la 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 la. Stocking stuffed with ears and fingers. Fa la 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 la. Chalk from all those caroling singers. Fa la 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 la. Drape the hearth with chunks of Barney. Fa la 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 la. Bits of Bruce and hunks of Arnie. Fa la 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 la. Hang the crypt with spleens and kidneys. Fa la 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 la. Use Ramones and then use Sydney's. Fa la 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 la.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph, Jay, Erdl, Trisha, Eric, and Kathleen. And this song is from the great Adam Sandler,
no.
Eight Nights of Hanukkah.
No, it's John Cassier, who's been on the show before.
Oh, yeah.
The Crypt Keeper, of course.
He's been on a couple times, hasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's been on at least twice. Deck the Halls with Parts of Charlie.
Parts of Charlie?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
It's a very grisly, gruesome song. Yeah, so this is Breakthrough Entertainment's second annual Santarchy show in honor of tonight's big Santarchy event. I'll be out there. And, you know, I was really wishing that Haley would have said I could have got her maybe a fake ID. She could have got in for, you know.
Wow. But she's dancing tonight.
I know. Well, if you can set Chris up, set me up too. Come on.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know you wanted that.
Oh, man. All right.
Did you want that?
Yeah, yeah. The all three of them were beautiful ladies and very talented and passionate, so we want to thank them each again for coming in studio. And Haley, if you're listening to this after the fact, you can find me at breakradioshow.com.
Yeah, well, that's why I gave my cards out.
Okay.
I'm your manager too.
All right. Very good. Set it up.
I definitely will.
Chop.
This is exciting because tonight, actually, I'm going to going to see something I'm really looking forward to called Santaland Diaries, a play with Ron May going to be in it. He's joining us right now. Ron, how are you?
Good morning. Doing well, thanks.
Oh, excellent. So, Santaland Diaries, that's tonight, 8 p.m., and it started a couple days ago or last night?
I had a preview on Thursday night. I'm running in rep with another show. It's a one-woman Christmas carol.
That's
so
right.
So we're kind of volleying back and forth.
That is so cool. Well, we're going to be there tonight. We're looking forward to it. Tell us a little bit about it.
David Sedaris, who many people know as a writer, he basically worked at a Macy's. He worked in Macy's Santaland before he sort of became who he is. And Santaland Diaries sort of chronicles the nightmare that was working in Santaland. The people that he worked with, the people that he worked for, the families that came in. It strangely has a sort of redemptive ending to it. It's extremely funny and a very sarcastic piece. But the ending, there's a nice little Christmas message in there.
Well, this is great because with the promotion on Arizona Theater Company, and of course it's at the Herberger Theater tonight, 8 p.m., running through, let me think, do you know the ending day? Oh, it's 12/23.
Yeah.
So you're going to be on, yeah, so there's a lot of opportunity to see you perform here, but it says, it's sort of cute, feeling a little naughty this holiday season, and it says you'll fit right into this cult classic, the Santaland Diaries. So I'm looking forward to this. Now, I heard, though, it's not necessarily for kids, right? You got to be a little bit, what would you recommend, a little bit older than 16, maybe?
Honestly, I would say 12 and up is good. There's a few curse words in it,
okay.
So depending on whether or not you want your kids to hear that. But there's nothing, the content itself is not that bad.
Oh, okay, cool.
All right, excellent. Well, we are definitely looking forward to it. It's interesting how your show is running concurrently with the Night Before Christmas show, right?
With Christmas Carol, yeah.
Yeah, with the Christmas Story. I'm sorry.
Christmas Carol.
I just came from out talking with the dancers, so I'm a little bit discombobulated, and I apologize for that.
We did have Katie McFadden on last Saturday talking about that. And
that's the nice side. This is the naughty side, so it'll be fun. It'll be excellent. So tell us a little bit about your experience in preparing for this.
I mean, I've had all kinds of jobs that before that I have not been particularly fond of. I've worked retail several times around the holidays. So really the only preparation was sort of calling up that inner, I can't believe that I'm an adult and this is the job that I'm doing.
Well, the picture's really cool. You look like you're an elf, right, in this picture, and that's what this is about. And how long is the play?
It's short. It's 1 hour and about an hour and 10 minutes.
Okay, but still, I mean, there's a lot that you got to memorize, and I know you're a seasoned actor and you know how to do these things, but was there anything special about this particular play that made it easier, harder, more enjoyable, anything like that?
It was certainly more enjoyable just because it's David Sedaris' words, and he's so incredibly funny. It's a little trickier because it doesn't follow sort of a chronological timeline. It doesn't go from this happened Monday, this happened Tuesday, this happened Wednesday, this happened Thursday. His timeline sort of jumps all over the place. So getting that down has been the trickiest part for me.
Now, how about comedy itself? I mean, it's not just what you say, obviously, but the delivery is so critical, right? Talk a little bit about that.
I don't know. I've lucked out. People seem to think that I'm sort of funny, or that at least when I'm on stage, I'm sort of funny. his writing is such so that, I mean, even if you've heard him read it, NPR plays it, I think, every year. And he has a very sort of dry, deadpan delivery. Mine is certainly probably a lot more animated than his is.
Gotcha.
But his writing is so good that it holds up no matter kind of who's reading it or who's interpreting it.
Wow, this is going to be really a fun play, and again, it's tonight, running through December 23rd. You can get tickets, I suspect, right on the website for Arizona Theater Company. I think it's ArizonaTheater.org. You can go right on, and there's way to buy if you want to go tonight at the Herberger. So let me ask you this: do you? You also have matinees, right? Or is it just strictly at night?
No, there are a few matinees. I don't know exactly what days they are. I have a few matinees, not as many as Christmas Carol. My show, since it's the Naughty Show, I actually have two 10 p.m. performances.
Oh, 10 p.m. too?
Yeah, I've got next Saturday, the 19th and the 23rd.
So 8 p.m. and 10 p.m.?
8 and 10 on the 19th and only 10 p.m. on the 23rd. I get to close with a 10 o'clock show.
Oh, wow. Now, when you do back-to-back shows like that, how is it different? I mean, other than the obvious, I mean, you got the energy it takes to do a show is probably enormous and takes a lot out of you. But is there a certain way you prepare for doing two shows back-to-back?
I've never done it before, so I'm planning on bringing a lot of coffee.
Yes, I would recommend
kind of it.
Is it? I wonder if it's like an athlete where, you know, in baseball, they don't have many of them anymore, but they used to have double headers. And I wonder if, you know, or running, you know, like the marathon, I wonder if you have to pace yourself. Does that make sense to you? Or does that take away from your performance if you have to do that?
No, I definitely, I mean, if I go completely all out on the first one and then I'm exhausted for the second one, that's not fair to the second audience.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that totally makes sense.
But you also don't want to hold back for the first audience either.
Exactly, yeah.
So you just got to temper it.
Yep.
Wow.
Awesome.
Now, you do, with the Stray Cats, or, I mean, you do a lot there too, don't you?
Yeah, I'm the artistic director over at Stray Cat Theater.
Wow, so you really kept busy all year between the Arizona Theater Company, Stray Cats. I mean, is that well? It's got to be fulfilling for you to always have a good project to do, right?
Yeah, it's good. It definitely keeps me happy.
Wow! And what does the future look like for you after Shadowland?
I got a lot of things. I've got Stray Cat. We've got the rest of our season. Arizona Theater Company has the rest of their season. I'm directing two more shows over at Stray Cat. We're going to be moving Stray Cat. We're moving from Tempe Performing Arts Center over to Tempe Center for the Arts, and we're going to be sort of christening that space once we moved there with Green Day's American Idiot. So, yeah, and we're in the process of season planning in both places, which is always exciting. So we're trying to get everything together to see what we're going to be doing for audiences next season.
Excellent.
Well, I have to tell you, my first exposure to Stray Cats was Sex with Strangers.
And
you were the artistic director for that. I remember that you were a little bit nervous about that. And I have to tell you, home run. That was phenomenal. One of our favorite shows. And if that's what you can bring to the table, I'm a big fan, huge fan.
Well, thank you very much. That means a lot.
Is that ever going to come back, by the way, Sex with Strangers? That was just such a remarkable play.
It's going to be running in Tucson. The Tucson leg of it opens for 2 weekends over Valentine's Day week.
Oh, wow. Same actors?
Same cast, same everything. Just moving it down to ATC performs at the Temple of Music and Arts down in Tucson, so we're running it down.
They were fantastic, by the way. And you directed that, right?
Yes.
It was great. You know, everything was phenomenal. And what was interesting to me is at the end of each scene, there was some really intense type of dramatic physical action or something. I'll just call it physical action. How did you get that so realistic as a director in a live audience like that? I just thought it was amazing.
I'm not sure. There was a lot of practice, and it was the two actors and I have a very strong relationship outside of the rehearsal room, so there was a lot of trust in it to begin with. And it was just a matter of finding things that they were comfortable with that looked right, that wouldn't make an audience uncomfortable.
I thought, well, don't turn off the lights now, but they did each time.
But
I'll tell you, it was incredible how they handled that. It was it's just a great credit to you and the cast to be able to pull that off. You know, it's live each time, and that's got to be the challenging part, of course. So we're really looking forward to this, and hopefully, you're going to – do you have a 10 o'clock show tonight, too, or just the 8 p.m.?
Oh, no. No, tonight's official opening for both shows. So Katie opens at 4 with Christmas Carol, and then I open at 8.
Oh, awesome. Is this always exciting to have the grand opening, the opening night, I should say?
Very exciting. For me, it's really exciting because, I mean, it's an official opening, but Katie and I have been passing back and forth, so I only know sort of peripherally what she's been doing. So I finally get to see hers tonight, too, which I'm really excited for.
Oh, perfect. See, that's going to be cool, too. So, Ron May, we're really excited tonight. Encourage everyone to get out there. The Santaland Diaries tonight at Herberger Theater, Arizona Theater Company, running the December 23rd. Go on the website, arizonatheater.org, to check it out. Check all the great plays out. And we wish you good luck tonight. We'll see you tonight. We'll be in the audience tonight. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome, Ron.
So excited for that Santaland tonight.
Very appropriate for Breakthrough Entertainment's second annual Santarchy show. Very naughty.
Yeah, naughty and naughty.
Well, yeah.
But nice.
There's no fun in being
naughty.
Nice.
Naughty is always nice. Eric isn't naughty nice.
Sure.
Okay. Are you? Ask Kathleen if you've been naughty or nice this year, so you can get your full Christmas stuff.
Full Christmas stuff.
Oh, she said he's been nice.
He's been nice. There's a little naughty in there somewhere.
He's gonna get his stocking stuffed.
And has Kathleen been naughty or nice?
She's been both as well.
All right, you both qualify.
It's a nice balance.
It's
right?
A 50-50 kind
of
thing.
Yeah, that's the way
that's sort of cool.
And just the right kind of naughty and the right kind of nice.
Correct.
Sugar and spice. Hey,
Tricia, since you were out there talking with our dancers, did you hook me up with Haley? No.
She's taken.
She's taken.
I thought the other two were taken.
No. What? No. JJ's the one who's been saying she needs a boyfriend.
JJ said that she was with someone. No?
No.
No. Haley's with somebody.
Haley's only 20.
But she's also leaving Utah to move to LA.
Oh, there's an opportunity.
But I will tell you this.
What?
Non-dancers sometimes have a difficult time understanding dancers. Because
and why
it
is that?
Truly, truly, dance is a lifestyle. It really, really, you have to be able to understand that passion and that lifestyle. But I think you could do it.
I'm crazy.
You could do it.
I think you can do it.
Well, it's not crazy. Oh. It's just different. Yeah.
I'm used to being
so you have to be. Yeah, exactly.
I think he has the tattoos to do it. Right? Am I right? So Haley, yeah, you're.
There we go. All right. So.
I don't do it quite as cute as she did.
No, no. Well, it's okay. It's okay. All right. Well, on that note, let's take
what note is that?
I don't know which one. I think C. Either that or D.
Oh, the letter C?
Yeah.
Or the note C?
But, of course.
But there's many C's. Is it middle C or is it like an octave above that?
No, no. Okay. Hold, before you play that, say it as soon as Trisha starts saying it. Okay. When I say Paul Rubens, you think of P.
Wee!
This is Pee Wee's Christmas from Pee Wee's Playhouse. Of course, Pee Wee, as we mentioned, has Pee Wee's big holiday coming up in March, and we hope that Paul Rubens will be speaking with us here on Breakthrough Entertainment.
He will.
And of course, when you're hey, what's the word of the week?
Haley.
No, here, Paul Rubens is going to tell us. One, two, three,
four.
Christmas! Christmas!
Oh, that's what you sound like him. Wow, look at this. He's dancing.
He dances like him, too.
This is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
And is it any coincidence that both Pee Wee and Joseph like going to the movies?
Yeah, that's a good point. And they stay for the double feature, I understand. All right, and we'll be right back.